Hello, this is Father Ron Shibley, rector at St. John Chrysostom Anglican Church, the Anglican Internet Church in Richmond, Virginia, and I welcome you to part 5 of episode 4, the 5th of 8 mini homilies offered each year for Good Friday. Just to help those who did not hear episode 4, parts 1 through 4, let me say that this is the 5th mini homily in the presentation, In the Cross of Christ Thy Glory, a unique service which we read annually on Good Friday. The entire service is based upon a 1946 booklet which was produced by the Bishop of Lexington, Kentucky, for the first Good Friday after World War II, in which I have expanded with prayers from the Eastern tradition and augmented with music from the venerable 1940 hymnal, which in our case we have reset to more singable tunes in the St. Chrysostom hymnal. I open this mini-homily with the first of 6 prayers that precede the speaking of the 5th word. Help us, O gracious Father, to strive to supply the needs of the Savior in His body, the Church, and in His poor, remembering how He said, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Help us, O mighty Father, to thirst after righteousness, remembering the promise of Thy Son, Jesus, that those who so thirst shall be filled with the water of life. Give us sympathy, O God, with those who need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The 5th word spoken from the cross is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, verse 28, I thirst. This phrase has more than its literal meaning. This concept is important because Christ, in becoming man, assumed our weaknesses. This means that He too, like any man, suffered from physical thirst. The statement is proof of the human side of Jesus Christ, His taking on of human form, including human weakness. And here today, we suffer also from a different kind of thirst, a spiritual thirst. And here the Psalter provides some guides. In Psalm 42, verses 1 to 2, like a hart desireth the water brooks, so longeth my soul after thee, O God. My soul is athirst for God, yea, even for the living God. Psalm 63, verse 2, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh also longeth after thee, in a barren and dry land where no water is. And finally, Psalm 143, verse 6, my soul graspeth unto thee as a thirsty land. The great Eastern saint, Gregory of Nyssa, a city in Asia Minor, once told a story that illustrates the Eastern concept of spiritual thirst and gives light on an answer to the solution for spiritual thirst. In St. Gregory's telling, a man is walking on a dry and parched land, and of course the longer he walks, the more thirsty he gets, and he has reached a point of desperation when he comes upon a bubbling spring. Gregory raises the issue of what the man did then. As Gregory put it, does he stand and ponder, as idle speakers are wont to do, he says, and wonder from whence this water has come, and how far it has traveled, and what are the chemical elements that make up the water, and why has it come to the surface at this particular place, in this particular geography, and at this particular time? Or does he, Gregory asks, fall on his knees, take a drink, and thank the one who sent it. Here Gregory understood the solution to our spiritual thirst. There is only one answer. Accept the salvation which was and is and continues to be offered to us by Jesus Christ's propitiatory death upon the cross. This idea is also reflected in the words of the 5th verse of our theme music for this presentation, Jesus in Thy Dying Woes, written by Thomas Benson Pollock in 1850 and sung here at St. Chrysostom Anglican to a more simple tune, Song 13, also called Canterbury, composed by Orlando Gibbons and first published in Hymns and Songs of the Church in 1623. Jesus, in thy thirst and pain, while thy wounds thy lifeblood drain, thirsting more our love to gain, Hear us, holy Jesus. Thirst for us is mercy still. All thy holy work fulfill. Satisfy thy loving will. Hear us, holy Jesus. May we thirst thy love to know. Lead us in our sin and woe, where the healing waters flow. Hear us, holy Jesus. I close this mini homily with the confession that is used throughout this service. These words are said by all. O my God, I believe in Thee, I hope in Thee, I love Thee, and I grieve that so often I have wounded Thee by my sins. Please join us for episode 6 when the focus is on the 6th word from the cross, it is finished.